podcast.
We in it now.
We in it now. Show host YC, Millie, Millie and YC. And today, we're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about being broke versus having money and how, if it's changed us at all, and things that we do differently. And how it is to not be rich, but not worry about money.
Yeah, I always worry about money. I still worry about money. Even though there's no reason right now.
Yeah. So we'll do our weekly updates. How the week has gone. You want to start?
I started last time. I think it's your turn.
Did you start last time?
Yep.
I don't think you did.
You forced me to.
All right. My week has been average. I got my C200 this week, which I'm very excited about. My brand new camera that I've been talking about for like a year or so.
It's very fancy looking.
And it's just sitting there and it's just looking real nice looking.
It's very fancy.
Yeah.
I didn't think it looked like that. I mean, granted, I don't know what cameras look like. I just expected it to be like a different camera than you, like a different version of one that you've already had.
You expected a DSLR.
Yeah, I didn't know this was what you were getting.
Ah.
So I was like, what is that contraption?
Yeah. So I got my C200. I bought it like 2 weeks ago. I got it for a really good deal. And I contemplated a really long time and I asked her about buying it.
And what did I say? Do it?
You said get it. You said just do it.
And yeah, because you were talking about it for like a long time.
Yeah.
Probably like really before we even moved here, probably.
Yeah, I'm talking about that camera for a really long time. But I've never wanted to spend that kind of money. I think the only thing that we've ever spent that kind of money on was our car. And this wedding, obviously. This wedding is like 30,
this wedding
like 30
is more,
grand.
Don't tell people. That's embarrassing. No. This wedding is way more than I thought it was going to be. Because it's like you don't really know how much weddings are until you start planning them.
Yeah.
But anyways. But that's why they say make a budget. And we did not. We've just been copping everything we think is cool.
Yeah. We're doing a bad job at it. But it's going to get done. It's going to be amazing. But I got a C200. And my week other than that has been jam-packed. And it's always like that at the end of every single month. Because of sponsorships and getting out brand integrations, always wait until the last week. So y'all ever notice that I just jam-packed the last week of every month with videos and y'all think I'll be working extra hard? It just be because I just BS the whole like month away. Yeah. But I'm done. I'm chilling today. I'm trying to chill today. I'm having a hard time chilling.
You took a nap.
To be completely honest.
That was good.
But it was because I woke up too early.
You
it was
always,
a really
you
good
wake
nap.
Up early every day, but you were up really early today.
Yeah, I got up at like 5 o'clock this
morning. Because I was up at 7:30 and you were already out of bed for a while.
Yeah. So I took a nap. I'm chilling though. I'm trying to chill. How's your week been? Oh, I got a haircut this week too. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was
Mason would say, "Daddy, you're risking us." Yeah, you needed to go do that for yourself.
Yeah.
So it's okay. And it was, your barber is very
The protocol, precautionary. Yeah, the protocol there was very safe.
Yeah.
I would say.
I think it'll be okay. Just can't go like every week. Like
normally, yeah.
Right now it. Anyways.
Yeah.
But my week has been very up and down because I'm going to be 39 weeks tomorrow. And I've been trying this whole time, like this whole last few weeks of pregnancy, I'm like, I'm not going to be impatient. I'm not going to rush him. He's going to come when he's going to come. But it's just like, you can't help it because once you get to the end and it feels like you've been pregnant for a year and it's getting hard.
Yeah.
And you're tired all the time. You're just like, oh my gosh, I want it to be over. So it's just been a lot of me battling impatience this week. Just getting everything done.
You have your family here. Your
mom's
here.
My mom is here. That's given me a lot of relief, too, because you guys know from the first podcast we did that we were worried about me having to possibly give birth alone because we didn't have anyone here for our other son. But my mom came down. My niece is here. He's occupied. So I'm thankful for her being down here.
Yep.
And you had to drive. Well, you didn't. You only drove halfway because my sister helped you.
Yeah.
My sister drove halfway and you drove halfway. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, now I'm thinking like she could have waited a whole week before she got down here because I'm still not in labor.
Yeah.
What else have I done this week? that's really just been my week, just trying to prepare for the baby, because really he can come any day. You never really know.
Yep. I'm ready now that I got all my videos out the way.
You just finished.
I wasn't ready at first, though.
I was thinking to myself, maybe he's not coming because, like, he's like, Mom, I'm going to give you a couple of more days because you need to do your hair. Like, what if it's that? You know, like, sometimes, like, I don't know. I'm thinking too hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe if I get everything done, then it's going to be like, I can relax and just wait. But it's like every day, the longer you wait, the more I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, for sure.
So hurry up. I want him to hurry up. But yeah, that's been my week. I haven't done anything. It's just a waiting game for me. But I'm glad you're not working so you can stop locking yourself in the office.
I'm trying, yo. I really want to do something right now. That's why I was like, yeah, we got to do the podcast.
You can't help it. Something. I don't understand because I have no problem.
It is boring.
Actually, no, it's been really boring. Like, even though I don't really do much anyway, like, as far as, like, going out, like, I might take Mason to the park under normal circumstances or, you know.
Yeah.
But I've been so bored.
Hey, we're recording our podcast. What's up? No, you can tell us what you got to say. All right. All right, you want to tell us in a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you close the door?
Okay.
Thank you. He's looking like, oh, snap. But yeah, I don't know about this past week. I've been so bored. I'm tired of, like, doing the same stuff. But Mason has been wanting me to take him outside lately, so that's been fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad I missed going outside with him today.
Yeah, I had to take him out earlier because it was going to rain, so I wanted to take him out before it started raining.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know it was raining. That's how I know I was sleep.
Yeah, you were asleep. But he was like, Mom, let's go rock hunting. So, Mason is the type of kid that you have to force outside.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm happy that he's been asking me every day, Mom, I want to go outside. Let's go outside. Even if it's just to, like, blow bubbles or chalk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, like, wanting to walk around the neighborhood and find different rocks and stuff.
That's cool.
Like, I was like, these all look the same, but as long as you're interested, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But, yeah, that's my week.
That's the week. That's been our week. Very, very chill.
Very boring as usual.
Yeah. But today we're going to be talking about money. Like, nobody wants to talk about money, but I think people like to hear about money. That's my philosophy on it. I like to hear people talk mm-hmm. about money, but I don't like to talk about money.
People don't like to talk about money. People don't like to talk about money in a certain way. Like, people will never say, I make this much money.
Yeah.
Or I don't make this much money.
Yeah, we're not going to do that either.
I mean, we're not going to do that either, obviously, but I mean, on average conversation, they're not really talking about it.
Yeah, people don't want to talk about money because judgment comes with it.
Right.
Whether good or bad, it's always some kind of judgment from talking about any kind of money. So people inflate numbers for the benefit of it or whatever. We're not going to talk about any, like, none of that. I more so just want to talk about
the effects on us.
The effects that money has had on us. And I kind of just want to, like, talk about the process of getting into being a little bit more comfortable with, like, cash flow and revenue stream. So I think I'm going to lead this the majority of the time because you don't even know what we're talking about. I don't know. I just kind of want to intro it, like, talking about us before.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the topic, but I don't know how you want to get into
it. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know where I want to go.
So I'm
going to
jump in.
Yeah, so we'll hop in. You'll hop in. I want to talk about us before these people knew us, or me, or us, I guess.
Yeah, I guess us. They know me a little bit.
They know you a little bit. I want to talk about us before that, before these people knew us. So I wouldn't say that we were poor individuals, but we were definitely not the most...
I don't know. Oh, wait, how far back?
like
pre-Mason?
Yeah, like...
Or Mason, like pregnancy, maybe.
Yeah, like pregnancy.
Like pregnancy days.
Yeah. Even like pre-Mason, we were like EBT. We were like turned up with the EBTs.
How the hell did we get EBT?
Like, we both used to have EBT and, like, you know, first of the month would be so lit for us because we would have like 400 combined. You had 200, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I really don't know. Sheesh, it was like a lot. Like Virginia, they changed that now. I think you have this different qualifications. But back then, it was really easy to just say, hey, look, I'm a poor college kid. I need some food.
Yeah. I mean, it basically was us, though. We used to do community college. And we were just... I used to live on my own, and then Millie kind of transitioned into living with me. And so we lived together for a little bit, and we would just EBT it. We had enough money to pay the little bit of bills that we had, which was not shit. I wish we still fucking paid that much money.
And I was working at the time.
Yeah, you were working. You used to do, you had Urban for a little bit.
I had Urban for a while. At that time, I was working at Urban, and I was going to school.
Yeah.
I think that was it. I think that was my only job at that time.
Yeah, so that was for a little bit, and then she got pregnant with Mason, and then we officially moved together. We had already lived together, but then we moved into a space. We lived with your mom, and we kind of talked about this in our little family thing too.
Yeah.
So at that time, you were doing Hardee's.
We moved with my mom.
No, wait. When did we move? No, we had already had Mason by then, right? Yeah, we already had Mason.
I wasn't working there. I had stopped working at Hardee's. I worked at Hardee's for a little bit while I was pregnant because your mom was manager there.
Yeah, my mom was manager there.
Yeah, because your mom was manager there, and I wanted some, like, you know, if I'm pregnant and it's hard to work, and then basically my mother-in-law is my manager. Like, she's going to let me sit down. So it was like, you know, at that point, it was like we were having a baby. We needed things. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I didn't mind going to work while I was pregnant for a while. But that was short-lived. But by the time we moved with my mom, I think I was working at the bank.
Yeah, you were working at Bank of America.
Yeah.
And I've always been doing this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, where were you? I've been jumping around from job to job.
Yeah, I've always been shooting some kind of video.
Yeah, you've been shooting. I don't think, well, your last job was the census, and we didn't even, I was still in high school.
Yeah, the last job that we had, I was fresh out of high school, and she was still in high school. Just the last, I think 2010.
Not last year. Yeah,
it's been a decade now since I've had an actual 9-to-5 job.
Right.
So I've always been shooting some kind of video. I was doing event recaps at clubs, music videos, and I was doing graphic design for a while too. So that's how I was doing the grind, and it was up and down. It was like, I got enough money to make this happen. We'll pay this. And then, you know, Millie went to work and she worked at the bank. And then we used that. And then we had got a new car. So we were paying the car payment half.
Half and half. It's funny because we were just having that conversation. Like, because you know how, like, me being on Facebook, I see a lot of debates of people, how relationships are supposed to go and how money is supposed to go in a relationship.
Yeah.
But mind you, everybody's relationship is different. Everybody's necessities, how they live, where they live, mm-hmm. what they need, what their family looks like.
Yeah.
It's going to be different. Like, our way of living is not going to work for someone else, and their way of living might not work for us. But basically the debate was everything should be 50-50 in a relationship. And I'm like, this just depends from us, for our own personal perspective. Like, it was very circumstantial.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in time where we 50-50'd a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just because that was what worked. But we never sat down. You never came to me and was like, look, if we get this car, we're going to be 50-50. If you don't pay your half, then you don't get to drive the car.
Like, yeah, that'd be a lot of like relationships.
It'd be a lot of relationships. And I'm like, this topic might be good for that, to touch on that too. Because being as a lot of people are in relationships and are curious as to how we work together.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of people's eyes, this is wrong. We are like doing it wrong.
Yeah. A lot of people think that the way that we handle finances as a family is incompatible in every single form. It's just that shit don't work.
Like, this does not work in life.
This is a myth. That shit don't work.
Like, you're just a stressed out husband.
Yeah. that's what a lot of people think.
And I'm just this lazy mom.
Yeah. We'll get into that too.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good one. But I was just thinking about that, like, as far as like back then, we did have to 50-50 a lot of stuff. But it was kind of just like, we didn't just put a dollar on it, like, you pay this amount. Like, if I had this amount this month. Like, there might have been a month where I didn't have enough for car insurance or something, you know, and it was like, okay, then I'm just going to pick up the slack where that is.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Yeah. Vice versa, because the freelance life is up and down. I'm sure a lot of y'all know.
Like, even before we lived together, it was times where, like, I would be like, hey, I need this for this. Yeah. Or, like, you'll be like, hey, I need this for this. And it's like, even before we were in a relationship, like, that's how it was. I think that was kind of a struggle. Right. Having to, it sucks having to worry about a bill.
That shit sucks. That shit sucks. So we went through that for a long time. Millie worked at the bank when we had Mason and we lived with her mom. And then she just did it one day. She just didn't work at the bank one day. And then just didn't one day. Yeah, I don't even remember. Like, fuck it. I don't know. It was a lot of racist shit going on at that bank that she worked at. She was wild.
Like, I miss my I had some really great coworkers. I think that the environment for me was just a little weird because it's like that part of town is just pretty weird.
The shit was strange. So she had a lot of racist shit going on at her job, and then she was just like, fuck this, I'm out.
I was also in school.
Yeah, she was doing school too. You did coding, right? Yep.
Yeah. I did coding, billing coding. And it was like, I don't know, I kind of miss being in school.
I think you miss doing having something to do.
It was cool. Like, it's so different than how I'm used to. Like, people think that this is how I've always been. Like, before Mason, I worked two jobs and went to school. Yeah. Like, I was always doing something. Like, I had to adjust to this. I'm still adjusting to this type of lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know how the fuck you do it. But anyways, we moved out, and then we got our own apartment, and then it was just me kind of handling everything. And this is, like, kind of where you guys know me from, because that's when I got into YouTube. Yeah.
So I started... you picked up a little bit, like, right before we moved. I think that's when you first started, like, doing vlogs. Yeah. Because you were doing the vlog thing for a little bit. Because I remember even before we moved, you were vlogging that
process. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But we took a leap of faith.
For sure.
We took a leap of faith because while it was picking up, your income wasn't... It wasn't what it was.
That's everything, though. That's been an infinite process for us.
We've always took leaps.
It's always been us getting into some shit we can't afford. Yeah. Every single time with everything that we've done.
That's not good. But no, that was a really... No, we needed to do that, though, because we just had to take that chance. Especially with Mason. Mason was getting older. I had to do a lot of therapies with Mason. He needed the space. Yeah. He was getting into school. Mm-hmm. You needed space to work.
Yeah, I needed some space to work. So we had got into the apartment that we couldn't really afford at the time.
How we got... It was a blessing because I don't think my credit was great at that time. Yeah. We ended up having to pay double the deposit. Yep. It was really hard.
It was expensive as hell. So we got the bread up, and this is like where y'all knew me from. This is like me vlogging and shit and doing the vlog thing for a while. And even at that time, like, money wasn't even like... super popping at the time. Like, we weren't turning up with the money. We weren't making a ton of money. It was just us taking a leap of faith and just like, fuck it,
going with it. We're just gonna work harder. I think that's why it was so, like, for us, it's never been like, we've never had a money argument or anything. Yeah, because it's kind of like, we just gonna deal with it. Whatever we get, we're just gonna deal with it.
Yeah, we're gonna figure it out. So we got into the apartment. I'm doing a YouTube thing for a while. YouTube's not really paying me shit. I'm not getting like a ton of money off YouTube. It's just like, it's...
I was doing Facebook at that time. Holy shit. So I was getting some money from Facebook, and you were getting even more money from Facebook.
Oh, yeah. So look, we had like this little side hustle that we did. My brother put us onto the shit.
That joint was legit.
This shit was popping. So we were getting a lot of money at that time on Facebook ads. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, we had like, what, 3 pages going at the time?
We had like these popping ass meme pages, and then we would get paid through advertisement links on the pages.
And yeah, some of the memes that y'all were sharing, we was making.
Real shit. We was like the god of memes for a little bit. And so we were doing a Facebook grind for a little bit. That was like our little side hustle that we got popping through my brother Chaos. So we was actually turning up with that shit a lot more than you. That was like the
one. Yeah, at that time, that was probably like how we was paying a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So we was getting it popping with the Facebook ads for a little bit.
And I wanted to ask you about that. Huh? Because Facebook just cut that off.
And then that shit just died.
That shit just was like, no more, done. It was no transition from that.
Yeah. That shit just died, yo.
You had to pick it up.
That shit just died. So from there, I want to say like right after the Facebook ad thing died, I decided to make the music video director guy. And I worked on that shit for like 4 days straight, head down at the desk. And I really didn't think it was going to do much. But when I put that shit out, that shit made so much money so fast.
You worked on that a lot.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I don't know. I just remember at that time, you were just like, I have to make something. I have to do something. And then you got the idea. And you actually did it. And I was like, he actually sat and wrote
that shit.
And I remember we didn't even have a lot of you didn't have a lot of equipment or anything. Like your office space was in the back of our living room.
Yeah.
That's where you were doing a lot of the shots for it. You had that Pokemon, but not that specific one.
Yeah,
I'm sure they've seen it. Yeah, they've seen it. It's pictures in there. And I'm like, this is so funny. But it really turned out good.
So I sat down, head down, made the director guide. I'm like, I'll just put it out. Might make us like $100 or something, extra $200-$300. That shit went crazy, yo. That shit made so much money so fast that shit was unbelievable to me. I had no fucking idea. And it's funny, yo, because shit happens like that so fast for like a lot of people. But a lot of shit, yo. You like, you could be down one day and then the next day you just be like up, yo. And you don't even fucking know it. And you don't know it's coming, but it's just like, yo, you just got to keep working.
You just keep working.
You just got to keep working, yo.
I think that's the thing. Like, for you, I think that's why it's like been gradual, kind of, like a gradual feeling.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, in the beginning, it was some bottom of the barrel type.
Yeah.
Eating fucking $1 TV dinners.
Yeah, the little Michelin the green joints. Oh my God, them shits is good. Still.
It was a point in time where we used to have to go get dollar menu chicken McChicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
For dinner and having a little mini fridge with food in it.
Sandwiches and oh my God, just like a bunch of bullshit.
But it's like, even looking back though, even though it was a struggle, it didn't really feel like it.
Nah, it just felt regular.
It just felt like life. Like that's what it was. But now looking now. Could I go back from coming here? I mean, if you do what you have to do, if that's what your circumstances end up being.
Yeah.
But damn, it'll be sad. Sad case.
Yeah, everything's been gradual, yo. Like, you just keep working and you never really know. But kind of something that I wanted to really touch on was like, turning point wise for me, I feel like was making that director guy and then getting into a space of creating digital products and figuring out, okay, this is a legitimate way for me to, you know, outsource my creativity and my knowledge to make more money.
Yeah. I think that's where you realize, like, dang, I can, yeah, I might be a music video director, but it doesn't have to be music videos.
Yeah.
To, like, me doing just music videos is not gonna get me what I want out of finances, and it's not gonna put me where I wanna be.
Yes. And from time to time, I kind of almost feel like the lifestyle that I live is a little misleading to the audience, in a sense of like, I think a lot of people think that music videos have got me what I have now, but it has. It's just been thinking out of the box with it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? If I didn't do music videos, then I wouldn't have any knowledge on cinematography, and I wouldn't be making digital products, and I wouldn't be making YouTube videos, and I wouldn't be getting sponsorships and all that
stuff.
It's
taking that base, like you have a base.
Yeah.
And then you're just trying to attach certain things to it. Like,
yeah.
You just attached everything from music videos. Because a lot of people know you. Like, that's when you... Well, actually, your YouTube started from vlogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
But a lot of your audience knows you. Like, that's what they also do. They do some type of music video, film, something. Like, that's just where your basis started. And now you're even... Like, even from there, you've grown just from doing that. Like, now, mm-hmm. a lot. Like, your channel is evolving to something different.
It's evolving into some whole other shit. But yeah, I wanted to kind of touch on like us taking leaps into different things. So like I said, we got that apartment that we couldn't afford. Then we got a house that we couldn't afford.
No, that house was more than double our rent at.
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
It was more than double.
The thing of it is, we jumped we didn't even really think about it because we moved before our lease was even up.
We broke our lease and moved into the house.
We just was like, so we were so bad. We looked at it. I just remember us looking at houses. It was two houses we were looking at. And I do this all the time. Even now, like, we look at houses. Like, we're not moving anytime soon.
Yeah.
But we always look at houses. We look at things like, this will be nice to have. This will be nice to have. But I think we had that house saved for, like, weeks and weeks. And I just could not get it out of my head. I was like, I need to move. And you were like, I need space.
Yeah. I was like, yo, I need to get out of this. I would try to record in a house, and then Mason would be running around the house and doing all his wild shit that he does.
Oh, man, I'm just thinking about that house. We had, like, a little raggedy, like, $200 cheap hard couch.
Yeah.
Our kitchen cabinets were...
Oh, man, we had those ugly-ass lights in the kitchen that would, like, flicker on camera and shit. Oh, my God.
But that was a nice apartment.
That apartment was love, yeah. That was,
especially for the price. That apartment was nice.
Yeah.
Not even going to shit on that apartment.
Yeah, that was a step.
When we moved to that house, I think that was also like, all right, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good for ourselves.
But, I mean, I think another reason that it has felt gradual is because we constantly increased and got into shit that we couldn't afford. So then it was like, oh, we still kind of streamlining right now. We still spending as much as we're making.
Right. So I think that's why I never felt like I'm diving in the pool of money or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because like they say, when you make more, you spend more.
Yeah, and that was us for sure every single fucking time.
Every time.
With everything.
Because it's like, I mean, when you start in that low, though, you kind of don't have a choice. You can't, if we have what we have now and we were still in our first apartment, while we would be up financially, like up,
yeah,
we would probably be miserable.
Fuck yes. Oh my god, I don't want to go back to that fucking apartment, even though that shit was dope as hell. It was amazing for us,
like,
to
for the time being. Yeah, like, imagine apartment. Me being pregnant and we having another baby in that apartment.
Hell no,
it would not work.
Fuck no,
where would you store all this stuff that people say? You get a package every day.
Oh my god.
Where would this stuff go?
I have shit I'm trying to throw away now. Hell no.
But emotionally, or not emotionally, I guess it is an emotion. Do you feel like you're happier?
With more money?
With more money. Like, do you feel like it's a contributed to you being happier in general?
I don't think money makes me happy.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that not having money makes me unhappy.
Yes.
I know that for makes a sense. Fact that, makes shit doesn't, sense. That shit makes me unhappy. I don't like not having money, but I don't think making more money makes me happy. I'm very into numbers, so I kind of would say it makes me happy to see numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't see numbers, I'm unhappy. But I don't think it's a money thing. I don't think it's like a greed or like a kind of like a sought after thing, you know? If that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
But I think it's very important as people to obtain the things that you desire, regardless of circumstances. You know, like, not telling you to go lease a Lambo and you make $200 a month.
Yeah, that would,
like,
just be irresponsible.
If you realistically in your mind think that it is possible for you to obtain something, and with a little bit more work, continue to possess this thing, you know? If you freelancing right now and you consistently make $1,000 a month, but you think if you really turn up, you can make $1,500 and then you can afford that car you want, get that shit, yo.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to do it.
You got to get that shit, yo. I think that's one of the most important things, yo. Get shit that you can't necessarily afford, but you think that, okay, if I do this, I can't afford it. Because if you don't, you'll never know. And I think that that's the worst thing as a person from any aspect, to have a thought in your mind like, damn, I never know. Maybe I could have got that, but I didn't know. It shit teaches you something on both ends. You either gonna get the thing and you're gonna fucking hate it, and then you know not to ever do that again. Or it's like,
which happens a lot.
I got this and I love it. But that shit happens a lot. It happens a lot. Like, I would say probably even with this house that we're in. I like this house a lot, and it was a very sought after thing for us. But once I'm in this shit, it's a lot of things that I don't like about this house.
You don't realize it. Even with the other house, though, like,
yeah,
it was, like, great. I mean, I love that. Even now, I'd be like, man, I miss that house. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of stuff about it that I did love.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of stuff about it that I was like, I think it more with this house, though, like where it is and stuff. Because when we got in here, it was kind of like a crunch time thing, too, because we had to have a home.
Yeah.
So when we saw it, it was kind of like you got bright eyed, like, this mm-hmm. is perfect. Like, there's lots of sunlight. It's this, is that. And then you just completely jump over everything else and not even consider how much you're paying for it. You're just like, let's just do it, whatever. Let's just get it. If we get approved, then we're going to do it.
Yes. But sometimes you love the shit you get. Like our car.
Yes. Oh, I love it still. Yeah. How long have we had that car now?
We've had that car for a couple months.
Because our car kind of was dying when we first moved here.
Yeah. Our car was kind of dying. I mean, we could have rolled that shit out, but...
And that car would know we could not have Frisbee. We had that. The thing about us, though, see, this is why I think that we do well, even though sometimes most of the time, we're jumping headfirst into things. Mm-hmm. We will keep things until, like, especially cars and, like, shoes and clothes and stuff. Like, I think it works for us because you can't overexert yourself in every aspect.
Right.
Because then you're just going to be broke, flat out broke. Like, we splurge on where we live.
Yeah.
Because it's important to both of us. Like, our home is important to both of us. Mm-hmm. Our car, like, at a certain point in time, it was kind of just like, as long as we have a working car, then that's fine. That was us with all of our cars before this one.
Yeah, I really don't care about cars,
yeah. Yeah, we really don't care. Like, we had, you actually had bought a, you had a, what, your first car was what?
Was a 01 Hyundai Elantra.
A Hyundai Elantra.
2001.
That car was so comfortable, but it was so ugly.
Yeah.
And then I had the Kia.
You had the Kia.
Like, an 03 Kia Spectra.
Yeah.
That I had got because my brother worked at a car dealership. So I, when I got that car, I couldn't even drive. Mm-hmm. I just bought it. But it didn't matter. Like, we kept that car until we got our previous car. So mind you, I got that car before I was even a mom. Like, I was still in school.
Yeah.
And we kept that car up until we got our last car that we just got rid of. Mm-hmm. So, and then we had the car that we just got rid of for what, almost 5 years?
Yeah, probably, almost 5 years.
And it was a terrible, that car was so shitty.
It was a shitty
car. Well, it was great when we got it, but cars get shitty. Yeah. And we keep up with our cars. Like, we get done what they need to get done.
Yeah.
Just to keep on the road. But we might splurge on a house, but those cars, we were just getting.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit about cars. We don't really cop fashion. I'm not into that.
Like,
I cop a pair of Jordans every now and then.
Right. So what I was saying about that was you have to pick what's important.
Yeah.
For you to spend on, for you to overspend, because you have a lot. Like, some people might choose to live in a studio apartment that's mm-hmm. cheap because they want to spend more money on traveling.
Yeah.
They might overspend on traveling and underspend on where they live or the car that they drive. Some people might choose to do public transportation and have a really, really dope, cool house because that's where they want to put their money. Some people want to do, you know, you gotta usually slack in one place because you enjoy it. It's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with that. Like, people will be like, oh, I can't. Why would you want to have this instead of buying a house? But maybe that's not important.
Yeah.
Maybe them traveling is more important than them buying land because that makes them happy.
Yeah. It's also, you kind of evolve with time too.
Yeah.
Like, before we moved here, before we moved into our first apartment, the landlord at our house that we were staying at with her mom was trying to sell the house. And my mom was like, seriously trying to talk me into buying a house. I'm like, Mom, I don't fucking want that house.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. I don't want to be stationed at the house for the rest of my life. But, like, now we're thinking about buying a house, you know? Like,
yeah, that's the next thing. It wasn't important at the time.
Yeah, like, I'm not thinking about that shit right now.
People will always ask, like, why don't y'all just buy a house? Y'all gonna be together forever? Like, that wasn't the duh. We, I mean, not duh. But we already know that. Like, that we're not going to be like buy a house because we want to be married and live together. We can be married and live in the, and live in a, what is it, with those little traveling buses. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you might get to a point where you do want to buy a home and you do want to settle there. I think my problem was I didn't really know where I wanted to be in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if I wanted to buy. If we would have bought that house, we would have been like, what the hell?
Oh, fuck, man.
We would have never known. We would probably have ended up renting it out to someone. Which is not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea, but...
but...
I would fuck that house. I wasn't thinking, I don't want to buy that shit. But yeah, you kind of evolve into certain things, you know? Like...
Yeah, like, you might want to spend a lot of money on a car one day. Like, there was a point in time where you spent all your money on shoes. And now you wouldn't even think to do that. You might buy, like, one really expensive pair that you like, but you're not going to be buying the shoes every weekend like you used to be.
Yeah.
Or clothes, or... It changes.
It does change. Okay, so how would you say money has affected you, if any way? Or I don't want to say like how money is, how the thought of how not having to think about money has changed you in any way, in any aspect. I guess I'm going to start just so you can kind of get it. Okay. For me, I wouldn't say money has changed me, but it's certain things that I would... It's certain things that I used to do that I would never do. And it's certain things that I used to eat that's like, yo, that's fucking garbage. Yeah. You know what I mean? So for me, I think food has been heavily affected with me not having to think about money. Like, we went to the store today and we were just throwing random shit in the basket. It was like, I think about back to a couple of years ago. It's like, oh, well, how much money do we have on a debit card? So this, because this is... Okay, so we only have this amount, so let's just get this.
Yeah, like we actually, even though it would be smart for us to actually make a grocery budget, but I mean, I know weekly we tend to buy the same things over. Like we buy, I know generally what I'm gonna spend when I go to the store. But yeah, like it wouldn't be the same. Like now it's like I know what I'm gonna spend is the same thing. But in the past, I might have only had $50 to go to the grocery store, and I would have to figure out, you know, what are we gonna eat for dinner, like. What's going to be lunch? You know, might need laundry detergent, might need this or that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely been a more of a freedom thing.
Yeah.
Even though something so basic as just going to the grocery store.
No, that shit matters. I do with everything. Like, back in the day, I wouldn't buy fucking Fiji water. I would get a 24-pack at Deer Park. But now we literally spend like $100 in fucking Fiji a week.
I think that's really crazy, and we should probably stop doing
that. Yeah, that shit is dumb.
It's so stupid. It's a lot of stupid stuff that we do. We don't realize that's really stupid.
That shit is dumb. But like we shop at Whole Foods, and that shit is so much more expensive. And now that I think about it, it's like, yo, that shit at Kroger is garbage.
It's like shopping at Food Lion or Kroger or something was just like, that's just what we did. Like it wasn't even a thought.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Like you're going to go to the grocery store. And once, I don't know when did we start shopping at fucking Whole Foods?
I don't know, yeah.
I think it's when we moved to that house. We was bougie. Yeah. We moved to Briarwood, got a garage, and got bougie and started. Oh,
yeah, that's another fucking thing. I could never go back to not having a fucking garage, yo. That's one thing I would never do.
I am not bringing my kids in the house in the rain. I'm not groceries.
That's something I would never do, yo. I'll never go back to not having a garage, yo.
I'll be looking at houses now like, nope, it's ugly because it doesn't have a garage.
Fuck
I
don't, that shit.
I can't live like that. What is this?
That's an absolute no. That shit's not happening.
Fuck, I'm trying to think. Like, what was the question again? I forgot because I started talking.
Like, I guess what differences do you notice on a regular from...
Like on a daily basis?
Yeah, on a daily from not having to more so think about money.
I don't think about it at all.
Yeah.
I think that's just a beautiful thing. I don't have to think about it. I mean, I do to a certain extent because... Just of what my position is in our family.
Yeah.
So while you don't keep your what you make a secret from me. Like I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am very, even before that, I think it's just the way that I am and just how I grew up and just knowing the value of the dollar.
Nah, for sure, yeah. It's like that when you grow up with money problems.
Yeah, so you know, you really do understand, like, it's really a hard thing to let go of like, I don't have to worry about my lights getting cut off. Like, yeah. I don't remember the last time that I've had to worry about it, but just because you might have had to deal with that in the past, so you take a lot of that. I don't know. I don't want to call it trauma, but it kind of is.
Nah, it is.
You bring that with you even when you are in a financially comfortable position. So I think, like, even when I go to the grocery store, and I know it's fine if I might spend $120, $150 at the grocery store, I still feel like this was expensive.
Yeah.
This was expensive, and sometimes I'll go to the grocery store and I won't even look at the price.
I don't want to buy anything but food. I swear, it don't matter what I have to buy. If that shit's not food, yo, it's going to sit in that cart for like 6 hours at the least. I have to sit and think about whatever I'm about to buy, unless it's food. I do that too.
The only thing that I buy freely is food. If I go, even though now, like, you took me to the mall, we were going to get some stuff because, you know, I couldn't fit shit because I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Well, I am pregnant, but that's when I started not to be able to fit the clothes that I already had. And we went to the mall and I came out with literally nothing. Literally nothing. Like, I can go to the mall and I can buy what I want. Like, I can buy what I want. Like, that's just what it is. Like, if I want to go get $60, $70 pair of jeans to wear because I like them, then that's just, I just don't.
I won't do that shit either.
I just don't. It's just like I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I just don't think it in my mind. I'm like, this isn't worth it. I'm always like, when I shop online, I put it from a low.
Low
to high. It doesn't matter what I'm shopping for. And that's not always good because sometimes you need to get the quality.
Yeah.
You need to get a quality thing. But yeah, I won't do that for Mason. It's so weird. Like, it's only with myself, like, I'll do that.
I'm like that too, yo. I'll buy y'all whatever. But like, if I gotta buy anything, yo, that I'm sitting on it. I'm like, nah, fuck no, I'm not buying that shit. I don't need that. That's stupid. That's why I haven't bought, that's why it took me so long to buy that camera, yo. I've had a lot of opportunities to buy that camera, and it's just like, nah, that's fucking stupid. That's not a good financial decision. That's dumb. And I think that more so comes from not having money for so long.
Yeah, honestly, even though not having money and growing up in situations, and like, it was some situations that I had that were really rough growing up as like a teen, preteen. And even though it sucked to go through it, it teaches, like, what is it? Gary Vee always talks about how, like, people that have grown up poor really do have the advantage.
Yeah.
Because they know the value of stuff and they know what hard work looks like. And it's so true because while we may be where we are now, it's like, you always gonna have your guard on. Like, I'm ready. If this ship was to sink at any moment, like, I'm straight. Like, I'm cool with going to work back at.
Yeah.
Like, I have no shame in. And doing, like, I'm having no shame in having to, you know, get rid of a car or drive a bucket or live in a basement apartment. Like, we've all been there. Well, we've been there.
Yeah, not real shit, though.
So, yeah, I think the biggest thing, though, on a daily basis is just I don't have to worry about shit I used to worry about. Like, I don't have to worry about rent being paid or lights or food, the basics. Like, it'll be a point, it was times where you like, shit, I don't know what I'm gonna eat.
Yeah.
And that don't even, only reason why I don't know what I'm gonna eat now is because my fat ass can't decide. That's it. It's not, it's stuff like that that should be so, like, it shouldn't be a luxury.
It is.
It's sad, but it's like, I feel super blessed.
Nah, that shit means a lot, yo. It means a lot for me to be able to eat whatever I want. That's like, I feel like that's probably the biggest thing. And just not having to worry about, like, money. I mean, I still worry about money. You know, but it's...
Yeah, because you got to make it.
It's different. It's just a little bit different. But I think that this shit, when I sit and I think about it and I compare it to, like, how shit used to be, this shit easy.
You get different problems.
Yeah, this shit
different,
easy, yo.
Different levels. Like Jay-Z got problems, but he don't got problems like us.
Yeah, everybody
but
got
he still
problems.
Has problems. You have problems that match where you are financially. Like, we might not have food problems, you know? Yeah. Our problems might come in a different form.
Yeah.
Like, like how to pay for having a damn baby. Or like, you know, it's stuff like that. Like, you know, you don't have food stamps. So, or now you don't get Medicaid or, you know, something like that. But regardless, I mean, it's always going to be a new problem wherever you land.
Yeah. It's always going to be a new problem. So I wouldn't say money has changed us. I think that it's certain things.
You know what it has changed?
Notice what?
People's perception of us.
Yes. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Because I really don't feel different. Like, I feel like more comfortable in a sense. Like, I'm always going to be like on edge just because that's just how I grew up. Like, that's just where I come from. But I'm comfortable, but people look at us like I'm not Beyonce.
Yeah,
I don't got Bill Gates money.
Yeah, like we're not making that much money.
Like we're good enough to not have to worry about.
Yeah, like our bills would be paid.
Yeah, I just made a post, and I'm like, that maybe it was that same post I was talking about when they were like, oh, everybody should be 50-50, and I'm like, well, shit. My phone bill, Chris has paid the phone before I even get a chance to look at it. And that's all. That's beautiful to me. I'm not gonna ever feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna feel bad about having someone that is financially stable enough for me able to be able to stay home and raise my kids.
Yes. People work so much that they don't even get to spend time with their kids. That shit's important.
And it's hard. And people don't realize too that, like, because I'm a stay-at-home mom, which means that you're the breadwinner at home, it translates to other people as he makes all the money and she's a freeloader.
Yo.
That's really what it translates to people. And I really, like, it's hard to explain that it's hard. It's really hard being a stay-at-home mom.
You don't understand that shit until you're an actual mom. Like, I can't fucking be the primary caregiver of a kid, yo. Or kids, plural. Like, I can't fucking do it, yo.
You could do it if you had to do it.
I mean, if I had to, obviously, yeah. But it's like, no, that shit is a job in itself.
Yeah, it's a job in itself.
It's a fucking task, yo.
And it's like, it really, even though it seems like it was no reason that I'm a stay-at-home mom, because like I said, it's different. It was really different territory for me because I've always been a student. I've always had a job. I've always, you know, I've always done that. The second I could go to work, I was at work. And I've always been a hard worker in school and through work. I've always been a hard worker. So being at home was a really big change. And there was a reason that I stayed home, because Mason needed me at home.
Yeah.
It wasn't for no reason. Not like, you also needed me at home, because you couldn't have worked if I wasn't at home.
It's beneficial for everyone, you know. Kids, Mason gets to see his parents, be with his parents.
It would be so weird for me if I left him and was at work for 12 hours.
Yeah.
He would be like, where the hell is my mom?
I mean, that's normal for some people, though.
Yeah, like, not saying that it's bad to do it the other way, because sometimes I know some people wouldn't be, like I said, it's hard being at home because sometimes you don't feel like you got a real purpose. Like,
real shit, though, yeah.
I was used to getting up, like, and I was going to work, and it was like, yes, I got something to do. Like, I'm needed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have to do that. Like, I know some people that can't not work, like you. Mm-hmm. You have to work.
And it doesn't make a difference that
you're a male, because there are women like that. There are women that are moms and they have to work. Like, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that, because that's hard. It's hard. That is probably equally as hard as being home all the time with your kids, because you got to come home and do all the stuff that a mom has to do, and then you have to go to work. But anyway, that's another topic for another day.
Yeah, so that's our story on money. I want some more money.
You're always going to try to get more no matter how much you want, how much you get.
I just want to sit on that shit.
Shit, I text you all the time like, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to do something now.
Yeah, I need to get some more money.
Like, that's really why I'm happy about it. I mean, even though I do this podcast to spend time with you, but it does make me feel like, you know, I can get back into some stuff.
For sure.
But I'm about to have a baby, so who knows?
Yeah. About to repeat it all. But yeah, that's our episode of the podcast, us talking about money. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at the IW Podcast. Drop up some questions, comments.
We need to take some pictures so we can post, because
Yeah, because you don't post.
I don't be knowing what to post.
We got a whole photo shoot going to the
archive. Nobody want to see the same pictures over and over. They might. I don't know. Let me know. Let me know what y'all think. Cause yeah. I don't post on my own Instagram. I'd be trying to look and see, like, what the hell? What do people want to see?
I feel you. It really be me.
They probably don't care. I'm overthinking it. I'll post for y'all. Yep. Give us a follow.
Follow us on Instagram. Until next time. We out. Peace.